Joyful Blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, and this is the very first audio recording that I'm creating for the Celestial Timings. I am having the idea that I will be creating these monthly, anywhere from 1 to 2 to 3 audio recordings that will be additional to the Celestial Timings that are written. And this will give me a chance to talk about things that I don't necessarily get a chance to talk about in the written version of the Celestial Timings. And also, because I've gotten a lot of feedback from people who have been watching the YouTubes that I have created in the last couple of months, that for them, sometimes it's much easier to hear the information than to read it. So hopefully this will be useful for people and it will create a way to get additional information. And I'm imagining that these will improve over time as I learn how to do this technology and to create these recordings. So this month, I will be doing extra recordings for the paid subscribers on the Mayan calendar, because in February we're going to be entering the 9th phase, the universal consciousness phase of the Mayan calendar, which will be completing the 16 billion year process that the Mayans were tracking, and it will be a 260-day acceleration that's going to be taking place. So I'll be going into detail about that. And then I'll also be doing a recording maybe a little bit later. I'm not sure I'll get that done before I leave, but on Jupiter and Uranus movement into Aries, the spring equinox in Aries, looking at that Aries point, very important. And there's a few extra things I'd like to say about that. So I'll be creating recordings on that. And also what I'll be doing for the paid subscribers is doing information about the planets, where you can find them, morning sky, evening sky, or not at all, and then the best times to tune in and see them, and the, you know, just talking a little bit more about the importance of connecting visually with the light codes, the energy beams that are coming from these planets, and when we can actually see them, and take time to go and look for them, it can be really helpful in terms of tuning into what the energies are that are coming in from those planets. So I'll be also doing that. Now, this particular recording is going to focus on, again, like I said, the nodes from the introduction to the Celestial Timings, because I wrote a lot there, and I felt like I still had much more to say about what this means. So the North Node will be aligning at zero Capricorn, and we'll reach that exact point on March 3rd. And the South Node at zero Cancer, reaching that point at the same time they travel together. The nodes represent our time track. The South Node is the origination point on our time track, and the North Node is the destination point. And we have a personal and collective time track. So the nodes in the sky are representing the collective time track. And of course, if you have North Node or South Node or vice versa in the signs of Capricorn or Cancer, this is very personal for you as well. And the nodal alignment on the galactic plane with the galactic crosses can only happen every 19 years. Starting in with the December total lunar eclipse, we've had the nodes very close to this plane. And if you watch the YouTube of that particular eclipse energy, the total lunar eclipse, it talks a lot about the galactic crosses, where the plane of our galaxy intersects with the plane of our solar system, and it creates a cross in two places. One is between the Archer and the Scorpion, and the other is between the Twins and the Bull. And right now, the December solstice aligns on the galactic cross near galactic center between the Scorpion and the Archer. And the summer solstice is aligned at that's where the sun is rising during that time, between the Twins and the Bull at zero Cancer. And this can only happen every 26,000 years. So we are at the end and beginning of an entire 26,000 year cycle, something Plato called the Great Year. So an end point, a beginning point. And the nodes aligning with this point now is just an additional factor, another piece that lets us know we're at a reset point. We're at the end and beginning of something, that what's been in place for the last 26,000 years is coming to completion, and that we are in a time when we can envision what's coming through and where we're moving. What's our life purpose? Why are we here right now? What's the energy that we're here to most engage? And so I wrote a whole piece about the what is life purpose and tuning into that. And I just wanted to say a little bit more about that because the sense that I talk to a lot of people and they want to know what their life purpose is. And when you talk in terms of it's not necessarily what you do in the world, it's not your work, although it can be a part of it, it's not, that's not all of it. It's really everything that we do in our life, how we show up, how we engage others, how we are putting our energy into the world and making our creative contribution is our life purpose. And so, I talked about the getting an assignment some years ago to create my life purpose distilled into two words, which was an interesting challenge. And as I was thinking about that, I was like, wow, that was alchemize awareness. That's really an Aquarius Sagittarian way of looking at life purpose, or like a style of expressing life purpose. It's like a Sag Aquarius way. And I find that I do that in many different ways. It's not just writing celestial timings or, you know, doing shamanic astrology classes or, doing work with my priestess sisters or the different things that I find myself in. It's really in everything that I do. And oftentimes I find that my awareness is being alchemized. And then that's a process that other people benefit from as I'm able to express that. So it's not alchemize awareness for other people. It's really to alchemize my own awareness. I just wanted to clear that piece up just in case I wasn't clear in what I wrote. And that, so that's my purpose, is to really look at that. I also have, talked about the purpose of ecstatic joy, being another piece. So these two words don't necessarily have to be the be all end all. And some people might find that they really can't do two words. They need like four or five words to sum it up. But to come up with something like that to help, that helps you know if you're on track with the things that you're doing in your life, a way to gauge choices that you make as well. Does this help me in fulfilling my life purpose? If I'm here to alchemize awareness, is this something that's helping to change or create an alchemy in my own awareness? And then can I express that in some way? Or if I'm here to have experience and express ecstatic joy, is this an experience that is going to help facilitate that or clear the blocks out of the way that keep me from feeling that? Many different ways you could look at that and the questions you can ask. So it's a really great tool to have. And with the nodes aligning here, all of really since the December solstice and very even more closely all through February and into March, it's a great time to be taking a few minutes to sit down and tune in and see if you can't come up with what your words might be, what your life purpose might be from this perspective. And so I thought I'd give you some assistance by just coming up with some ideas to help fuel your own creative process. And if you know what your rising sign is, this is really the archetypal energy that most describes our life purpose, or what's the new mystery school? What are we here to explore and express in this life and to help evolve as all of these archetypes are going through a huge evolution? And to try to distill these down into a couple words can be a really fun exercise. So I went ahead and did that, and I already said alchemize awareness is kind of a Sagittarius, Aquarius way of looking at purpose. And Cancer, Capricorn, the two words I came up with was the alchemical architect. So these are the people that are here to help create the new world, the new structures for family and community. And they're like the architects or the builders of the new world. So doing it through the alchemy of taking what has been and the way that we have experienced family and community in the past, things that have worked, and utilizing them and putting them and put in the things that haven't worked, putting that through an alchemical process, taking those base elements and transforming them into the gold that becomes the golden age of how we as a planet live in harmony and balance with one another in our communities and in our families. So that's just a thought to share about that. And then with Pisces, the two words that came to me was heartful compassion. with Pisces, it's, you know, totally about being in service, in service to spirit. So having heartful compassion for others. And of course, really the place we start with is learning that for ourselves, because then we can have it for others. If we don't have it for ourselves, it's a lot more challenging to have it for others. Leo Taurus, to me, the words that I came up with was self-love. In order to really experience the purity and the essence of those mystery schools, it's very essential to have a healthy expression of self-love. And with Gemini, the two words that came up for me were magical play. And, you know, it's Gemini's job to really go beyond duality and to remind us not to take things so seriously. So to do that through magical play, and that could be a lot of different things. It could be through stories. It could be through dance expression. It could be through art. It could be through music. It could be, you know, working with children. There's so many different ways that that could be manifested. Libra, Aries, conscious relationship. Now, for Aries, it's all about the self, having a conscious relationship with the self, and finding their noble purpose. Is more actional, actually, than in maybe some of the others, in terms of putting the energy into the world. But with Libra, it's definitely about the exploration of how to create the alchemy. Maybe it's alchemical relationship. Just thinking about this, brainstorming about this. So you can see that this is meant to seed your own thought process and to help inspire you to find the words that really work for you. Virgo would be sacred reverence. Is the words that came up for me. Sacred work is something we often talk about as well, or sacred function in relationship to Virgo, as some words that can kind of sum up the purpose of those energies. So if you're working with those energies, then those might be words you could work with. And then my recommendation is to sit with these words and these images and maybe do some journaling as to how these are already manifesting in your life and ways that maybe you could manifest them more fully. And to not just look at the work that you're doing, the job, the thing that pays you, but also your spiritual practices, your communities, the people that you're spending time with, the family, all those different expressions that are part of how we live and express our life purpose in the world. And it doesn't have to be grandiose and huge and big and make a big impact. If you are living that life purpose and being an example of that in your world, in your life, it makes a huge impact. And I talked about that from the perspective of the movie It's a Wonderful Life, and how George Bailey finds out that his life had really had much more meaning and impact than he had realized. So I highly recommend watching that movie if you haven't seen it recently, as another way to tune in and to just shift the perspective on life purpose, being more about what it is we live every day, what's within, you know, what we're here to explore and express. What are the mysteries that we're part of the evolution of at this particular time? So I hope this was helpful, and I'm very grateful and to have had this opportunity to share this with you. In joy and gratitude, this is Kaylin Castell, and thank you so much for listening.